On a Monday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Today, in your health, we're going to look at fraudulent insurance schemes that are popping up all over the country as the health system undergoes some major changes. But first, young adults in the autism spectrum and the obstacles they face in the job market. Lauren Silverman from member station KERA in Dallas looks at one place where they are finding work, in high tech.
Amelia Schauble graduated from high school 5 years ago. She had good grades and enrolled in community college, but it was too stressful. After less than a month, she was back at home doing...
nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Schauble has Asperger syndrome, a disorder on the high-functioning end of the autism spectrum. For people like her, interacting socially can be a challenge.
I can look someone in the eye and talk to them, but I don't always understand the work, and I don't know who to ask for help, or if someone, you know, doesn't treat me the way I think I deserve to be treated, I'm not going to react well. I may lash out, I may not speak to them, I may just glare.
This year alone, 50,000 adolescents with autism will turn 18.
It's staggering to think about the number of children that will be aging out of the school system in the next 15 years with autism that really aren't going to have a place to go.
That's Gary Moore. His son Andrew is a junior in high school and has autism. Moore used to stay up at night worrying about what would happen to Andrew after graduation.
Although he can't tie his shoes or buckle his belt or do a lot of things independently, he can do technology. And so I'd been watching my son his whole life play on the computer, play video games, and I saw all this ability.
So Moore decided to pair up with another parent of an autistic teen to create what they see as the future for kids like theirs. It's a training program and a software company called the Nonpareil Institute in Plano, Texas.
Are we going to the left?
More than 100 young adults on the autism spectrum are students here. They get training in software programming, digital design, and 3D modeling. Two dozen work as employees. Aaron Winston, who's 21, has been at Nonpareil 2 years.
I knew I wanted to be in the video game industry, but they said, oh, you have to go to college.
And he tried, but says it was overwhelming navigating the large campus, crowded classes, and new social situations.
I don't think I'd be very successful at college, but Nonpareil asked me to be successful here.
Last year, Winston designed and programmed a game called Space Ape that's available on iTunes. In the game, you help a little Russian cosmonaut lost in space. Nonpareil already has other apps in the iTunes store and on Google Play, and seven more in the works.
I really do feel like this is an untapped labor market.
Jim Pierce is with Alliance Data, a Fortune 500 company in Plano that's hired nearly a dozen people with cognitive disabilities.
We've got this one guy, his productivity level is three times as productive as the person doing his job that did not have cognitive disabilities before him. And his error rate is 2%. He's 98% accurate. He's a phenomenal worker.
Pierce thinks it won't be long before more companies realize they're missing out on a hiring opportunity. Dr. Patricia Evans of Children's Medical Center in Dallas says jobs in the tech sector can be a perfect fit for people with autism because of their ability to hyper-focus on an assignment.
They may really flourish at engineering-type task or computer design-type task where their interaction with people is somewhat limited.
Ultimately, Dr. Evans says whether someone ends up doing data analysis for a Fortune 500 company or programming video games at a startup like Nonpareil isn't what matters. What's important is making it easier for young adults with autism to transition out of school and into the working world. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman.